Music news has caught my attention recently. There was the Fyre Festival debacle, where people paid $12,000 apiece to go to an island in the Bahamas, thinking they were going to an exclusive music festival, but finding out it was conceptual existentialist theater. Then the news that tickets to the upcoming Wichita Paul McCartney concert were going for $7,000. These are both symptoms of price gouging, which happens a lot in the music biz in ways big and small, like the fees tacked on to the price of concert tickets. An order through Ticketmaster can include a service charge, a building facility charge, a processing charge, then shipping, convenience, and will call charges, up to 50% in fees added to the admission. Then there's scalping, which has gotten worse recently. Big shows now sell out in 2 minutes because scalpers use computer programs to snatch up all the tickets so they can turn them around on Craigslist and StubHub. I'm not against free enterprise. I can even tolerate knowing that the front rows of concerts are populated by the 1%. But the artists who come to Wichita and the promoters who take the financial risk to bring them here want to have happy customers, and they aren't the ones benefiting from the price inflation. Musicians have been fighting back. Tom York of Radiohead has famously railed against Ticketmaster, and the band Pearl Jam even boycotted them over fees. But it's hard to fight now that Ticketmaster has merged with the company that controls the big venues. There's one glimmer of hope in the new paperless system, which means IDs get checked at the door. Only the original purchaser can get in. Thousands of scalped tickets have been voided by artists like Tom Petty and Eric Church. Drastic, yes, but everybody at their shows paid a fair price. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And we welcome you into Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, thanks for having me, Fletcher.
Yeah, and the playlist you brought along this time involves a bunch of artists who fought back against this price gouging. Starting out with, boy, one of the biggest acts you can get.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen, one of my heroes. Springsteen sued Ticketmaster because they were diverting customers from their site to another site that resaled the tickets, and it turns out that that other site was their own site. So they were scalping their own tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the lawsuit ended up being settled out of court, so we'll never find out what exactly happened. But there you go. Bruce Springsteen has been fighting the consumerist powers for years and years. And this song is an example. It was recorded as a demo on a cheap four-track cassette recorder. There was no intention of releasing it. He just recorded these tunes on his own, in his own house, just to be able to teach the tunes to his band and you know, work with the tunes. But he ended up liking the results and gave his record company heart attacks, and he gave his, his band heart attacks too when he decided to release it just as it was. This is the title tune on the album Nebraska.
I can't see that I I'm sorry for the things that we've done, at least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. Now the joy.
You mentioned someone who's gone to the paperless ticket system and voided a whole ton of tickets. You said Eric Church.
Right. Yeah. He sells tickets on his own website, which is really great. He's bypassing a lot of middlemen there. And, you know, these scalpers were using bots to buy the tickets, even though he said, no, if you're not the original purchaser, you're not going to get into my concert. And he made good on that. They painstakingly went through all these tickets to find out who was real and who was fake. And they voided about 25,000 tickets on this last tour. I'm following a thread here. Eric Church wrote this tune, which is called Springsteen. And it's on his 2011 album, Chief.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. I bumped into you by happenstance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am. But if I whispered your name, I bet there'd still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drum? Yes, sometimes.
We mentioned Eric Church using the paperless ticket system. One of my heroes, Tom Waits, you say, was the first to use it.
Oh, isn't Tom Waits amazing? Yeah, he was the first one to use this paperless system, and I think it's worked out well for him. So I figured it would be only right to use his ode to music consumerism, Step Right Up.
Step right up, step right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-$4. We got a year-end clearance. We got our white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, and receive as our gift to you. They come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills. You tired of kitchen drudgery? Everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price. Skip the middleman. Don't settle for less. How do we do it? How do we do it? Volume, volume. Turn up the volume. You heard it advertised. Don't hesitate. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up. Step right up. That's right. It fillets and chops, dice and slices. Never stops. Lasts a lifetime. Mows your lawn.
talked about Bruce Springsteen earlier having a fight with Ticketmaster. Someone else who's also not been so happy with Ticketmaster, Tom York from Radiohead.
Right, yeah. There are a lot of tweets from him you might want to look up talking about, you know, basically he's apologizing to his fans for all these fees and also how fast these concerts have been selling out. It did not make him happy. So, I don't know. What's your favorite Radiohead tune? There's so many. I love this band so much. So I figured I'd pick a tune that gave you the feeling of being packed like sardines in a crushed tin box, which is the name of this tune from the 2001 album Amnesiac.
What's impressive to me is seeing all of these huge names fighting back against price gouging. We mentioned Bruce Springsteen earlier. Here's another one, Tom Petty.
Right, yeah. I found another thread in all this. It's all these bands, all these acts are really, really careful about their image, their brand, and the quality of their work. I mean, all of these people I just respect so much for just the consistent high quality of the music that's coming from them. So I think this kind of anti-scalping thing is just part of their personalities, maybe. But this is one of my favorite tunes from Tom Petty from the 1994 album Wildflowers, You Wreck Me.
And we'll leave you with Tom Petty. Thanks as always, Mark.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.